Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr.'s lawyers tell the Commission on Elections to take judicial notice of the fact that the late dictator's son already served government in various elective posts. This is their answer to the petition challenging Marcos's candidacy for president. Marcos's lawyers on Friday, November 19, say the presidential bet has already been elected to government positions such as governor, a congressman, and a senator. Marcos's camp seeks the outright dismissal of the petition to cancel his COC, citing the lack of a specific allegation of misrepresentation. The petition claims Marcos misrepresented his 1997 conviction of failure to file income tax returns. He indicated in his COC that he had not been found liable of a crime that involved moral turpitude or of a crime that perpetually disqualified him. The petition argues the tax code imposes perpetual disqualification for any kind of offense in the code. The Marcos camp also requests the COMELEC for face-to-face oral arguments instead of a virtual hearing over the petition to cancel the COC. Meantime, Davao City Mayor Sara Duterte on Sunday, November 21, makes a pitch for the late dictator's son. Speaking before supporters in Tagum City, Sara highlights the elected posts Bongbong held before: governor, district representative, and senator.
Patuo na to, and I confidently believe na kana iyang experience mauna ang magtabang sa iyaha para mabuhat niya ang trabaho na pangulo ng Pilipinas.
Sara's speech comes days after President Rodrigo Duterte called Bongbong a weak leader and a spoiled child with baggage. An aircraft carrying Senator Ping Lacson received a warning from Chinese authorities as it flew to an island in the West Philippine Sea and towards what Beijing calls its military zone. Lacson flew to Pag-asa Island on Saturday, November 20, for a meeting with residents and soldiers. Chinese authorities said the aircraft was acting in an unfriendly and dangerous manner. According to Lacson's team, the warning was from the Chinese Navy.
Approaching Arabian prisons. Please stay away from this area and leave immediately. Your actions are unfriendly and dangerous. Your actions are dangerous.
Just a few days earlier, the Philippine government told China to back off after three Chinese Coast Guard vessels used water cannons to block resupply boats headed towards Ayungan Shoal. Meantime, Lacson and his running mate, Senate President Tito Soto, undergo voluntary drug testing on Monday, November 22. Soto even takes an indirect swipe at the unnamed presidential aspirant whom President Rodrigo Duterte slammed for allegedly using cocaine. He says magkaalaman na kung sino matatapang. Soto adds they did not just undergo ordinary drug testing but multi-drug testing.
Need more context, clarity, and perspective? Get the full picture with Rappler Plus. With exclusive content and events, you'll get an opportunity to discuss issues with reporters, experts, and featured guests while helping Rappler continue its fearless journalism. Join now.
The Philippine government launches its COVID-19 vaccine booster campaign for senior citizens aged 60 years old and above Monday, November 22. Health Undersecretary Maria Rosario Vergere says health officials moved forward with the COVID-19 vaccine booster campaign after considering the best available evidence and advice from expert panels. Health authorities also approve a third dose for immunocompromised individuals, emphasizing a third shot will be needed for them to be considered fully vaccinated. So far, the Food and Drug Administration has allowed COVID-19 vaccines developed by Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and the Gamaleya Research Institute to be used as booster shot. Health officials say eligible recipients will be allowed to choose their booster shots. Walk-ins across vaccination sites will likewise be allowed. Nearly 9 months since the government launched its COVID-19 vaccine campaign, about 30% of the Philippine population have been fully vaccinated. Music streaming platform Spotify removes the shuffle button from album pages upon singer Adele's request. In a tweet on Sunday, November 21, Adele thanked the streaming service for listening to her request. Adele wanted her latest album, 30, to be played in the order that it was curated so listeners could experience the correct narrative flow. Prior to Adele's request, Spotify shuffled songs as its default option when playing albums, meaning listeners ended up hearing the songs in a random order. Spotify's Twitter account tweeted in response, "Anything for you." Spotify spokesperson Chris Makowski says the shuffle option can still be enabled. Adele released her first album in 6 years on Friday, November 19. K-pop band BTS is the big winner at the 2021 American Music Awards. The 7-member band beats Taylor Swift, Drake, Ariana Grande, Olivia Rodrigo, and The Weeknd for the night's biggest prize, Artist of the Year. BTS also wins 2 major awards, Favorite Pop Group and Best Pop Song for their summer hit, Butter. BTS closed the show with a performance of Butter and earlier joined Coldplay on stage for a rendition of their single, My Universe, marking a post-pandemic return to live performances for the band. Swift, meanwhile, took home the trophies for Favorite Female Artist and Best Pop Album for her lockdown album, Evermore. Newcomer Olivia Rodrigo, who burst onto the charts in January, had 7 nominations but ended up with just 1 win, Best New Artist. Other winners include Doja Cat, who picked up 3 awards in the R&B category. Rapper Megan Thee Stallion also won 3 awards, including Favorite Female Hip-Hop Artist.